A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Lamed Gimel, Psachim 33a, pagination page 65. Towards the bottom of the page, about 20 lines up, the last word on the line is Bemafrish, and we start from the middle of that line, Amar Mar. We mentioned in a previous session that there's a concept of a person eating truma that is chametz. And because it is chametz, it has no value. And because it has no value, there would be no repayment. Not principal, not the extra fifth that's normally paid. Omar Mar, we learned before, b'med devarim amurim b'mafresh truma v'hechmitza. The case would have to be that a person separated teruma, and then it became chametz. So that, let's say, he separated the teruma while it was in the dough form, and then it became chametz. It was still Pesach Dik at the time that he separated it. Aval hifrish chametz teruma, but if he separated chametz as teruma, divri akol eina kedusha, it wouldn't even become teruma at all. So again, we were dealing with a case where a person was described as having eaten teruma that was chametz, and we discussed the ramifications of that deed. Says the Gemara, the only way you could eat teruma that is chametz is if it became teruma, and then it leavened, it became chametz. But if you tried to make chametz into truma on Pesach, it simply wouldn't work. The question is, why not? Why can't you make chametz into truma on Pesach? Mino ani mili, how do you know this? So there are two approaches that we're going to explore. Here's the first. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, Amar Krah, because the Pasuk says, Titein lo. You have to give something to the Kohen. The concept of Truma is that you take a tithe of the produce, and you give it to the Kohen, and it says, Titein lo, give it to him. To him, he's going to be able to use it. And if it's Chametz already, then you can't do Titein lo, and therefore it does not become Truma at all. The Gemara challenges that and says, "Masiv Rav Huna b'rei de Rav Yeshua ein tomim min atuma l'tahora v'im toram b'shogig terumasa teruma." Once teruma becomes tame, impure, defiled, because it came into contact, let's say, with the person who touched a dead body, let's say, so then that teruma is called tame, and you're not allowed to use that in order to be truma on other produce. But it says here that if you did, it would work. Now, truma tameya would theoretically be of the same status, unusable, just like chametz on Pesach. You can't use it. You can't eat it. And somehow, at least b'shogeg, if it was done in error, it works. That means intrinsically such a thing could work. You could give truma of something that cannot be eaten. The amai, why? Lema lo velo laoro. Why don't you say, hey, I can't eat it, so it doesn't work as truma. Lo kasha, not a problem. Ha sam hoysa lo shas hakosher. Ha cha lo hoysa lo shas hakosher. The difference is that the truma that's described as temeya at one point was viable grain, then it became tame. And therefore, it could still work because there was a time when it was viable to be taken as teruma. What would be the case of chametz that is the equivalent, what we're looking for over here, that it was never kosher to be teruma, because the Gemara understands right away that grain also starts off viable to be teruma, and later it became chametz. Kigon de ichmitz b'mechuber. The case would be that it became chametz still while it was connected to the ground. That case would be that the grain reached maturity, and therefore halachically, even though it's still attached to the ground, it's halachically similar to be removed from the ground, to the point that it can become chametz. Obviously, rain comes on grain while it's growing, it doesn't make it chametz. But once it's ready, once it's matured, it can become chametz. And before it was detached, before it was viable as teruma, it was not yet detached, it already became chametz. But had it become chametz once it was detached, according to this answer, according to this view, since it once had a shas hakosher, once had a time when it could have become teruma pre-chametz conditions, so then it would actually work b'di'evet b'shogeg. There would be such a case. Amalein, you're right. The case where the item is so chametz that it cannot become truma is a case where it became chametz while it was still attached and it never had a viable time. Let's skip to the bottom line. An alternative explanation as to why Teruma cannot be taken from an item that is already chametz, and our entire discussion was regarding something that was taken as teruma and then became chametz. Would you have to pay or not? But again, if it is already chametz, you can't make it into teruma because it's not usable. What's the problem? Ki osa Rav Huna b'rei de Rav Yeshua Omar, top line of the next side, Omar Kra, the Pasuk says, and this is extremely practical, Reishis, you have to take Teruma, it has to be the first, it has to be a separation from what remains. Shashiraha Nikarim, that what remains has to be noticed. Li Yisrael to the person who took the Teruma off. Yatzis Azu, this is excluded She'ein shireha nikarim, because its remainder is not noticed, it's not usable. When you're taking truma from something that's already chametz, perhaps theoretically, the part that's truma is not the problem. Whether the kohen gets to use it or doesn't get to use it, according to this answer, is not the issue. Our focus is that there has to be a remainder as a result of taking teruma. And when the product that you're taking teruma from is already chametz, the remainder is not going to be usable. It's not becoming any more usable than it was before. And therefore, the teruma act does not take effect. Look at the contrast over here between the first answer and the second answer. The first answer says that the reason you can't take truma from chametz is because the truma part being given to the kohen is not usable. And it never had a status of being usable, according to the first answer, because it became chametz while it was still attached to the ground. The second answer is not focused on the part that's becoming teruma. The second answer is explaining that there has to be something that remains that's usable to the Yisrael. And if you're taking it while it's chametz, when it already became chametz, then that remaining part is not going to be permitted to the Jew, and therefore the entire teruma act doesn't do anything. It's not reishis, it's not becoming the separated part that leaves behind something usable. I mentioned that this is very practical because when we take challah from a dough or from loaves of bread, essentially that challah is a type of truma. And the rule over there as well is that something has to be remaining, becoming kosher as a result of your taking teruma. You can't, for example, make the entire batch into teruma. doesn't work. It has to be that you take something off, and what remains becomes kosher to the regular Jew. There's a case by Chalas Chutz La'aretz. If you're dealing with outside of Eretz Yisrael produce, if a person, for example, realizes on Shabbos that they did not yet take challah, you're allowed to eat from the loaves as long as you leave off enough that you could take challah afterwards, after Shabbos, on the remainder. But the halacha states that you have to leave enough that you can take the challah and still have something that remains so that you should be able to benefit from the act of taking Terumah. Terumah has to leave Shireha Nikarim, a noticeable piece resulting that's kosher to the Yisrael. So on a practical level, if a person realizes challah wasn't taken before Shabbos, you can't take the challah on Shabbos, but you continue using the loaves as long as you make sure you put aside a decent piece. And from that piece, you will take Matzei Shabbos challah and leave what remains for kosher consumption. Yashar koach, have a great day.